Christopher Nixon Opticians on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
When you know you're going for an eye test, there's one test that can sometimes make you a little nervous. It's called the puff of air test, and it's literally that, a puff of air into your eye. But why do you have it? Why is it important? And why do they make you go through that slightly unpleasant moment? To find out, I've come down to Christopher Nixon Opticians on the High Street in Starbeck with the man himself, Christopher Nixon, and Giles as well is here with us. And they're going to explain to us why on earth this test exists and what it's there for, because clearly it's there for a reason. You don't get off on putting air in people's eyes, do you, Chris?
Certainly not. Good evening, Tom.
Good evening.
So tell us about this. What is this test called, first of all?
Well, put it this way, Tom. I'll put you on the spot. How old are you, Tom?
I am 28.
Well, 28, we probably wouldn't incorporate the eye pressure test within your examination because you're a little bit young. Once you're around about 35 plus, we start to introduce that into the eye examination as a method of recording the internal eye pressure within your eye.
So the internal eye pressure. Why is it important, Giles, that we know that we have... Do you have good pressure?
Well, there is a normal pressure within everybody's eye, and the link between the pressure within the eye and a condition called glaucoma has been known for many years, going back to probably the 10th century. And we've evolved to measure that as one of our screening protocols, if you like, when we're screening for glaucoma.
A glaucoma is a condition that people often have heard of and often get worried about because it can be quite a serious condition. Just for anyone who's maybe going, I've heard the word, but I don't know exactly what it is. What is glaucoma, Chris?
Well, just going back to one of the points Giles brought up there, he said one of the screening protocols for glaucoma. Giles, we go through three or four screening protocols, and this is where this instrument is most useful as a screener, because We're trying to pick out the odd one amongst a vast amount of normal eyes. Mm. So this screening instrument is very, very useful. What you'll often find is your optometrist, if he uses a screening instrument like this, he may well go on to a more advanced instrument that will give a much more accurate idea of the eye's pressure.
Glaucoma is a condition which affects the integrity of the optic nerve at the back of the eye, sometimes associated with an increased pressure, hence the pressure screening, mm-hmm. but it also affects the quality of what we call our visual field, which is basically the area in front of us that we can see. So we screen that using a visual field screener, which a lot of people will have been involved with, looking at a little flashing light on a screen in front of them and responding when they see that at various light levels. So we look at the health of the optic nerve, we look at the visual field, and we measure the pressure. Routinely, all three are screening out glaucoma in the population, really.
We've mentioned that this pressure has been looked at for a long time because there's been a link between glaucoma. How did we get to knowing that you have to shoot some air into somebody's eye?
If you go back, you'd probably go 1850s, somewhere around there. People started measuring or trying to measure pressure. Now, I think it became accepted in the early 20th century.
Early 20th century, we had the Schiotz tonometer and a bunch of derivatives which involved lying the patient down without a pillow, anaesthetising the cornea, holding a little gadget on the eye with a plunger and adding some weights, and then antibiotic drops afterwards. So quite a rigmarole, really, to measure the pressure, and quite a lot of inaccuracies in the techniques.
Yeah.
With those bits of equipment.
Because those little weights, they were sort of different sizes, weren't they? Mm. So you drop them onto the surface of the eye, and obviously the eye's surface is wet, so the little object would have a little damp patch on it. You'd measure the damp patch on filter paper. If it was a large area, you knew they had a soft eye. If it wasn't very large, you knew they have a hard eye. And you did this several times... And yeah,
Tom, I started by saying that that's good. You think that that's an unpleasant test for having a little bit of air blown in your eye, but then this is what you could have had.
This is what you could have had. Yeah. And originally, going way back to the start of the say 20th century, they wouldn't actually indent the cornea. They did actually indent the white part of your eye, but they realised that that wasn't very accurate, so they had to move on to indenting the cornea. But like the last 20 or 30 years, we've realised there's all sorts of other factors we have to take into account when we indent the cornea, because not all corneas are the same thickness. And that leads to another problem, Giles.
It does. So if we've got a cornea which is excessively thick, then we'll get a reading which is effectively higher, because it will take more of the puff or the indentation, depending on the technique that you're using to get the measurement. And equally the other way around, if the cornea is thinner than average, then the reading will be artificially higher than we would expect. And this has become an issue actually since the advent of laser eye surgery, where people have their corneas reshaped for reasons of correcting their vision, and that's left them with a cornea which might be thinner than the average, which is what the instruments are calibrated for.
Should we give it a test then? Because I feel like I need to prove that it's okay.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah, come on then.
Well,
I have had this done before in the name of Christopher Nixon's on the Health and Wellbeing Show. So I know it's okay, but I'm going to prove it on the radio.
And we're just going to demonstrate it to you first, Tom,
So
you don't leap out of the chair. But it's just, I'm showing you just on your forearm.
Yeah.
It's a very, very low, gentle.
It's quite gentle.
Jet of air, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Let's just get the sound of that on the microphone if we can. There we go.
Probably sounds scary.
Probably sounds much louder with it blowing into the microphone.
You
than
did
it
put
actually
the
is.
Microphone yeah. right up to it.
Okay.
So then what I'm going to do is I'll ask you to look into the instrument here, into the centre of the instrument. You'll see a red light, and you concentrate on that red light for me very, very carefully, keeping your eye nice and still, and off it goes. General, on the whole, we'll do 2 or 3 readings. It's given you a reading there of 15 millimetres, and that's 15 millimetres of mercury, and that's bang in the middle.
Bang average. It's not the first time I've been told that.
I think your wife said that about
it. It is as simple as that. It is a little... You do, obviously, you have a little bit of a jump when it happens, but it's not the most invasive test I've ever had in my life.
And you're fine, Tom.
I am fine.
Are you ready for the left one?
We'll do that one off air in a minute.
Okay.
Brilliant. So that is why they do this test. It's nothing to be afraid of. And of course, glaucoma is something that you want to get picked up fairly quickly, isn't it?
Absolutely, because you know if it's picked up early, there's less damage. Hopefully, well, sometimes in some cases, no damage to the eye itself and the eye's visual field and vision. We then go on with the drops the ophthalmologists use are very effective at controlling the pressure. So the key is early diagnosis.
It's one of those conditions where screening is actually vital, because by the time symptoms become apparent, you would be quite a long way through the disease process.
Yeah, and just a little plug to compliment Harrogate District Hospital on their care of the very high number of patients who have glaucoma within this community, and the care is first class.
If you are thinking, I need to get myself an eye test done, and these two gentlemen sound like very trustworthy individuals, you look very pleased with that, Chris, then you can, of course, come and book yourself an appointment here at Christopher Nixon Optometrists in Starbeck on the High Street. What's the best way to get in touch, Chris?
You can either phone in on 01423 885764, or visit our website. Please bring up any sort of questions you have or any concerns you have about your vision with any of us here.
Christopher Nixon Opticians on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.